Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. I'm going to show to my home out on the edge of the prairie. It's November, middle of November, and the trees are bare. We had a big wind here this last week, big rainstorm on Wednesday and Thursday. It's been chilly. It's been in the 50s and so on, and the world is all brown and gray, which is sort of bleak, I guess. Some people feel it is depressing, but if you grew up fundamentalist, as I did, hey, it just brings back memories of Bible reading, you know, on Wednesday night when we delved into the book of Leviticus, and Brother Schumacher declared that what was an abomination to God back in those days must still be an abomination. You don't change an abomination. That's more than just mild irritation. And so we should not be eating shrimp or lobster. And we should be keeping a kosher kitchen, and we should be observing all of those rules. And we just looked at him in silence and didn't say anything. We decided that we would ignore him, and we decided that we would never invite him to our homes for dinner. But we were well practiced at ignoring things that we didn't want to deal with and living in denial. We learned that early on when we were little. And those of you, you see, who grew up in happy churches, who grew up Unitarian and Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, I mean, you know, all of the upbeat, you know, the happy gospel, you people expect life to be just, you know, zippity-doo-dah, and if it isn't, it gets you down. But we old evangelicals, you see, we started out down. And we are grateful not to be all the way down, not to be scraping the bottom. You see, this is a real advantage. I could talk more about this, but I can see you're not interested. Pastor Kohler, who is a real downer, was gone from Lake Wobegon Lutheran all last week, and then his email got hacked, and everybody in Lake Wobegon was getting emails from him saying that he was stranded and living on the street in Manila, and that he was feeding out of dumpsters, and to please send money to this post office address. And people were rather pleased at the idea. They thought this might be good for him in a way, and nobody sent any money. And then he came back and he announced that he would be leaving us soon after Thanksgiving and going elsewhere. And that would make for a very happy Thanksgiving in among the Lutherans of Lake Wobegon. He's a cautious and taciturn, unhappy man. And we already have a great many of those in Lake Wobegon. And when you take one of them and put him up in the pulpit, it encourages all of the others. And we miss Pastor Liz, who, however you might disagree with her on certain things, there was a joy about her. Even on our darkest days, there ought to be some joy in the faith. We do believe that when righteous people, you know, go on a rampage and on the offensive, we must recover this joy. We may be down, but we're not out. It could be worse. That's what I'm trying to get to. Clarence Bunsen was feeling ill. He woke up on Tuesday morning, and he had this terrific pain in the butt, and he went in the bathroom to check, and there were just in his crack right above the orifice, you know, that we the common name we use to refer to people we really do not like, was this big red lump. And he was going to ask Arlene to have a look at it, but a man would like to be a sex object to his wife after all these years, not be medical case history, and it was before breakfast, and you just don't do that. somebody. So he went down to went to work at the Bunsen garage. He did not sit down, and then he went in the toilet, and he had to sit down, and that really hit him hard. So he went down to the Wobegon Clinic, and he was hoping to see one of the young Iranian doctors down there, Dr. Irina or Dr. Hamish. But instead, there was Dr. DeHaven, the old practitioner, big man, reeks of cigarette smoke, voice like a chainsaw. And if you hurt, he likes to grab onto it and squeeze. And Clarence walked in asking where Dr. Irina was, and Dr. DeHaven said, "You know, I can tell what's wrong just by the way you walk. Come on in here and drop your trousers and bend over and put your elbows on the table." And what followed was painful. It was painful, but it was quick, and it was not excruciating. And there is a difference between painful and excruciating. And after that, things gradually got better. And by Thursday, he was able to sit down again. It could be worse. You need to have an idea where the bottom is. Deer hunting has two more weeks to go in Lake Wobegon, and this weekend a whole van load of deer hunting widows are taking off to go to the Meat Market Bar in Hurley, Wisconsin, and see the Male Dance Review. There, it's called Buns for the Lovin', and young seminarians from Milwaukee wearing just cranberry skirts. Think about it. Skirts made of cranberry strings and slices of cheese. They dance on stage, and it's nothing that any of these women would ever go to alone, but you know, one of them said, "Well, I mean, if you want to go, then I'll go with you," and so they're all going. The money does go to charity, and these are seminarians. These men have taken a vow of celibacy, if not chastity. And so, if the hunters ask their wives where they have gone, the story they have agreed on is that they went to the nursing home to see their old Lutheran aunts. But the truth is that the old Lutheran aunts wanted to go to Hurley too, and so it's a complicated, complicated story. These women, by going up to Hurley last weekend, did I say this weekend? I meant last weekend, missed out on the big fire up at the Hansen's farm. He had a huge pile of leaves from their catalpa trees, and they were all dry, and he didn't want to have to dig a hole and bury them, and so he decided he would burn down the old outhouse that has started to sink into the ground after all these years, which he kept around for a long time as a kind of a moral lesson for his children to show them what life was like back in the old days and how hard it was. But they're all grown up now, and they've all moved away, so it wasn't needed anymore. And so he set it on fire, not knowing that Mrs. Hansen was using it to store two crates of fireworks that she had bought at 75% off in August. How could you turn that down? But of course, he wouldn't want to keep it in the house, so they were all there. And he was standing there watching it catch on fire, kind of in a reminiscent mood and thinking about books that he'd taken into the outhouse when he was young and how he'd enjoyed reading them. And then just suddenly the past exploded in his face, and it just went on, and he leaped back. He stepped on the tines of a rake that whacked him in the rear end, and she came tearing out of the house, and she said, of course she said, you know what she said. She said, "I told you about that." He said, "You did not tell me about that." She said, "I did. You just don't listen to me anymore." But they stood there, and they enjoyed it. It took about 10 minutes for all of them to go off, and it was something that their upbringing taught them never to do, to spend everything all at once. You're supposed to spread your pleasures out and conserve them and make them last. You're not supposed to blow them all up at one time. It was 5 minutes of just tremendous frivolity and extravagance, such as they have preached against all their lives to their children. And here it was. They did it themselves. But we are from Lake Wobegon, and we know how to live in denial of things that we do not want to admit. Christmas lights are up because you wouldn't want to go out and do that when it's 10 below, so you do it now when it's in the 50s. We don't keep them all lit, of course. You want to save some for later, but some of them are lit, those little white Christmas lights out in the park, and it's very, very pretty. Some people are looking for snow. Last year we got about 2 feet before Thanksgiving. Some people hope that doesn't happen again. We would rather they did not talk about this. If you don't want, this is too early to start complaining about winter people. Just put that off until February. Save something there. Cheerfulness, just save your complaints until later. If you don't want snow, you're in the wrong place. So lighten up. Very pretty, though. Once those little white Christmas lights go on in the trees in the park and the floodlights come on at Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility and the cafe door opens, the chatterbox, and you smell the roast beef and the gravy and you smell the apple pie, and there's a warm glow all over this town, little town out on the prairie. It's no great shakes, not the greatest place in the world, but it's what we have, and there is more going on there than anyone would think who is just driving through. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.